And so you sink. Your mind opens up a bit more, ready to descend. This state is a bit like sleep, enough to be enjoyable and useful if we think about it the right way. And changes we make here can persist into sleep, assist you in sleeping, improve you as you go forward. You know, the human relationship with sleep is actually quite interesting. We spend a lot of time unconscious to let our brains heal and recover. Electrical signals bouncing back and forth, chemical structures altering our body's state. The nerves which originate in your brain flow and pulse through your entire body, giving you awareness of more than just the space behind your eyes. The air around you, the ground under you, all of these things are within your scope of perception. And more. The chemical structures which exist inside your mind include stored past information, memory, both long-term and short-term. But we need to process things, to clear the buffer. And that's why we sleep. Sleep actually happens in cycles. There are low points, the deep parts of sleep from which not even memory escapes, and there are points almost close to waking. Somewhere in between these two spaces, when our eyes move rapidly beneath our eyelids, that's where dreams are most frequent. Really, they can happen at any phase, and this leads to a variety of intriguing and different experiences. For example, waking up and knowing you had a dream, but being unable to remember what it was about. Or waking with a start. Or waking languidly. All are indicative of different kinds of dreams. Indeed, one can wake up remembering a dream so clearly, then feel it slip from between their fingers, like water running out of one's hand. All of this is fairly common. All of this is understandable. Our brain is capable of some very complex tricks, such as filling in the blanks in a dream retroactively, so you can be sure you dreamed about something that happened today, when really the mind is filling in a blank it had been holding open. Déjà vu works similarly. We have difficulty understanding the brain, sleep, dreams. All of these things are the subject of lively discussion and constant speculation. But the reason we've had so little luck applying analytical frameworks and deciphering the workings of the brain is that we try to use outside tools, incompatible hardware, to inspect and understand. Now, language, thought, dream, sleep, these things are compatible hardware. These things are part of how the brain learns to understand its world, just like dreams in sleep. So by talking to you, highlighting certain avenues of mental discipline, and helping you conclude and strengthen paths to greater control and understanding. Well, we help you decipher and experience your dreams. So, we use the tools you already have, and all you need to do is listen to these words and incorporate them into your experience of dream and your experience of yourself. I may give you metaphorical imagery, useful alternative ways of thinking about all of this, but really, we're tuning your mind to better direct itself. Not just be directed by these words, but to form the directions from within. So let my voice play over your mind as you go to a dim but waking place, a space in your head where the canvas is open, where you can flex often neglected mental muscles and make them stronger. After all, in an effort to cope with the everyday world, you are required to interface with the hard, the unchangeable, the other, the exterior. Things you need to apply considerable effort and physical movement to alter. Your mind, on the other hand, your dreams, this creative space we share now, they are different. We can use motivation and intention, and need and desire, to find the levers and switches that make the inside of your mind, other than it usually is. to play out what we want, access the banks of sensation and ideas hidden deep inside you, and use them for your pleasure. That's what this is about. As the leader of one's own mind, we nonetheless seldom investigate, alter, and understand it. We will try to change that by emphasizing control of your sleeping mind, making it an alluring proposition, making you more inclined to hold on to your dreams, to influence your movements and thoughts during sleep, and to usefully employ those pockets of time during the night when you are closer to waking than to slumber. Think of times when you are half asleep. You may do or say things you do not remember later. Times when memory is half formed. At such times, if you woke up just a slight bit more and took note of what was happening, you would remember. The difference is a matter of a few degrees. Degrees we can manipulate. The difference between the version of you who remembers and controls their dreams and the version who lets them be forgotten and has no influence over them, well, that difference is minuscule. We are going to change your interaction with your sleeping self, your dream world which is tied so intimately to the space in which I speak to you now. We're going to make it more fine-tuned and accessible, and it will only require a minor shift in perspective to affect the inside of your mind for the better. So follow me now, back to that blank canvas, that open expanse, that place where you can think and learn about yourself and your mind. See for me the images I present, so we can mutually work toward your goal, the goal you had when you began, lucidity and escape. So picture a clearing, a smooth place, as if cleaned clear in a forest, a vast forest just for you. Perhaps you see the shadow from this angle, sun emerging from behind a vast mountain. Smoke rises from the top, but it is more the smoke from a cottage than from a volcano. This is a peaceful place, and you see nearby, and perhaps here already, the gentle trickle of a stream running away into the distance. It comes down from that mountain, which has many well-maintained, well-trod paths up and down. The mountain on the border of dream, which you tread up unknowing each night, and hustle down each morning with ease and without memory. But there are more options now that you take a look around. Today you will walk around or across the boundary and find yourself the tools and patterns which will guide you to where you need to go to better optimize your enjoyment and your benefit from restful, exploratory sleep. See that place. Be at that place. Exist there as you exist here. A parallel existence within your mind. No more or less real than the mundane existence you left behind when you began to breathe deep and sink deeper for your purposes. You know you are in both places, and your mind, which has seen forests, which has imagined mountains, which has made paths, will take you through them, allowing you perhaps to smell pine and fallen leaves, to feel the warmth of a sun that has now fully emerged, because you wanted it to. To exist in this place and this moment, sure of yourself, and sure not only of your ability to expand your awareness, but sure that you can proceed onward into a place where you are more aware of everything, and where all unnecessary aspects on the journey down and through dream have faded away. So you will achieve greater control over what you will explore, and over your restful nights. The mind, when well ordered, has a surprising amount of control over its inner landscape, and we will discuss just how much. What we discuss will have useful implications, not just for your nightly voyage across the veil, being more lucid from here on, but for your descent into relaxed trance, being more self-directed and cooperative, so you can better see and sleep and drift and dream and experience and enjoy what comes to pass. From that clearing, let your eyes rove the woods around you. Notice how paths go off in every direction, and you can see further down them. They branch under the eaves of the forest. The river must flow to some body of water eventually, so you could follow it and find cleansing, cool water, a lake or the ocean. You could follow it up the mountain as well. Maybe find a warm spring to relax in, or the house of who lives up there. But you won't always feel like visiting. You won't always feel like interacting. Sometimes you just want to exist, to let time pass. And sometimes you want to explore without knowing what you're looking for in advance. You'll always have the option to let yourself drift and explore your dreams. But you also have so much more. Think of the choice to walk down one path or another. It may take time. It may take repeated listening. But eventually you'll know where all these paths in the forest of your mind lead. You will slowly and automatically map the roads in this vast expanse, the places you might go and the ways in which you might explore, and then integrate new ideas and locations into your mind. That's the key point. You are able to decide where the ends of these infinitely branching paths go. When you fall asleep, there is an intermediate level at which familiar decisions can and will be made. Your mind, for now, simply allows disconnected imagery and unresolved chemical signals to send up a familiar combination of images and thoughts, a dream. If you instead train yourself to visualize your internal space as this forest at the base of this mountain, a river flowing through, you will gradually let that image become the start, the starting point for any given session of restful dreaming. And if you're used to your mind being open to explore, then you can more easily choose the jumping-off point for your journey. Out in that forest is every possible experience, every desire you might have, born out of the formless stuff of dream. It is you who steers the mind, who lets your half-alert, half-asleep state facilitate vivid fantasy experiences. And you do this by allowing the path ahead of you to become a building, a house, a bedroom, a park, a lake, whatever you need, flickering from one set of scenery to another. And once you arrive on the scene, the experiences to follow are likewise within your control. Let yourself become intimately familiar with this place, this walk on the boundary of dream. From here you might proceed to any given fantasy, any given training, any given desire. The words which preceded you falling asleep may affect and assist you, but they are not the only thing in your mind. You also have your own fantasies. The opening exists for you to self-direct your experiences. But right now you're in a state other than sleep. You are relaxing and letting these words aid you in developing the skills to direct yourself. You have your clearing here, sure, but let us also remember there is something here to help you. See, when you go to sleep, you often do so in a place you feel safe, comfortable, familiar. And so, when you first arrive in this lucid world, this mental resting place, you arrive at a safe space. I described a clearing, but in that clearing, see a house, a safe place amid beautiful scenery, perhaps matching up to the real world in ways only you can know, perhaps a house of familiarity for you. Indeed, only you know the contents of all these places, the description of the forested mountain, what dwells within, what possibilities are out there, because these things are private. You are free to shape them how you want. but they will be between you and your mind. I will only be able to provide suggestions, guidance, useful trains of thought which will put you in the right place, at the right time, and extend your enjoyment of yourself, your environment, and your rested state. But a safe place here in the clearing, that is always where you will arrive and from whence you will proceed. On the mountain behind you, there might be another place, another home you might visit. But for now, you are safe in this cleared space, and able to venture forth from it. You are in a place of peace and comfort, proceeding from which you will be able to direct what follows. You are soothed and safe, but also more aware of your mind and the nature of dream and sleep than you usually are. So, with the clearing there, with the mountain behind you, where you know you could visit if you wanted to, with the house there, your safe place you can return to at any time just by thinking about it. You're able to set off on a walk, visualizing what you need to know and experience and see, in order to improve your interaction and utilization of your truly sleeping mind. But that'll come later. For now, I will be here to guide you through the initial phase, but you'll also find you're able to guide yourself, if you need to. You'll be able to self-direct. Once I cease inviting you to perform specific actions, once you enter the true dream, you will retain this landscape, this place, and because you are directing the action, you may find it easier to retain and remember the disciplined experiences that will happen, the deliberate journeys you will take. You can safely walk up the mountain behind you, to a certain soothing cave, or enter your safe place, your house, here in dream. And there you would enter a dreamless sleep. You know you have the power to choose to do that, to simply drift away and fast forward to morning. But your mind is also yours to order. You have control over its electrical impulses. Influence over its structure, chemically at least, its inclination. And you now have these words, allied to your cause, assisting you here in the structure of your brain to find the right signals and perceptions in order to steer your dreams. That's just what you're doing, taking the helm of a process you normally allow to go unregulated, choosing what you experience, what experiences you build. This will have beneficial effects not only on your enjoyment of your sleeping time, but also on your imaginative ability to generate images and fantasies, more generally at other times. If you're used to seeing what you want to see when you close your eyes, that'll make it that much easier to see what needs to be seen, to satisfy fantasies and explore vistas of your mind, along with these words. You are more and more ready. And so I invite you to step onto one of those paths. Anyone. Try to visualize within your mind those concepts and fantasies that I present. When we're done, you will of course be free to keep directing your mind, its concepts and thoughts, for as long as you want. I am simply providing you a run through the metrics, the tools and visualizations which will make you more completely able to steer your dreams in a lucid enjoyment. So, a step onto a path. The path which runs alongside that river, away from the mountain. You know where your safe haven, the home and the clearing, really is. You will always know. In fact, you think of returning there, you'll end up back here instantly. You're able to go to a dreamless sleep or awaken as the need may be. You have a haven here, on the border of dream, and returning to it is a matter of a thought, back to a safe space to rest or rise within. For now, though, you're going to proceed along the course of the river, the path closest to the river. Feel the air around you. Look at the trees. Notice how the environment warms or cools, to just the right temperature for you. How the river leaps attractively in its course, as if happy to see you. Perhaps birdsong, perhaps silence. Your mind makes all the little choices and finds the right way to make this a pleasant experience for you. Your mind will make automatic choices to fill in the lucid simulation. All we're doing is seeding the fertile ground of your mind, preparing it to amp up and explore itself, to find new expanses, new escapes, new manifestations of your desire. We are loading the tools, the programs into your subconscious mind as you walk along this river, the water lapping and leaping, comfortable in your element, comfortable in your own mind. A walk in a place that prepares you to keep walking, and to arrive once you have drifted off into sleep and found yourself in a position to envision and then implement the elements of wonderful, guided dreaming. Indeed, in this place, you'll find yourself completely rested, and therefore, you may just be an isolated viewpoint moving along, or your body may change at your direction and your will. These words are here to assist you, to prime, to describe how leaves fall, how trees surround, how you can see the end of the path in the distance, but you know it branches even more, and you will have all your sleeping time to decide what will be at the end of the path, and so you can have the tools to make it the reality you will experience during a dream. So you follow the words for now, knowing that when you drift away into true dream, it will be just you and your mind, ready to implement fantasies, to visualize, and you know visualization during your sleeping hours will help you with deep trances and complex fantastic visualizations at other times. In this place you are further from normal constraints. Parts of your mind relax and get out of the way, since they need to reboot anyway. You proceed into the deep places where you can find images and fantasies you've been storing up. Then, in the lucid place where you are aware you are dreaming, you can implement them, explore them, touch them, find them in yourself, and go forward with them. You have the open lucidity to implement, and now the tools loaded in your conscious mind to manipulate your own perception. When you slip off into relaxing, drifting, drooping, true dream, to a deep place of open, formless change, you will have these tools and thoughts with you. On the edge of the path you are following, you see new places form. You could go to any place that you can visualize. Because in the expanse of your waiting, resting mind, there's plenty of room for you to move around. Find yourself. Find that your waiting, resting mind has pleasant, soothing places that you can experience fully. Your mind contains the blueprints of sensations, experiences, explorations of yourself, and it is entirely possible for you to implement them, using the tools we're loading into your mind now. Eventually, you'll be able to build an experience that replicates the reality you're looking for, lucidly applying changes, alterations, enhancements as you go. You will create what you want to, and you will be free to walk as the one in charge of your own mind, its choices, and its directions. Create ends for the various paths. Forge places you would want to visit. Places you would think about. A lucid exploration of the psychic vistas beyond the boundary of dream. You'll find yourself in places you could only dream of. Touch, interact, direct, and reshape. Just like here, when you listen to these words and let them help you on various voyages through the mind. But this will be an act of self, a private exploration, an indulgence for you only. That's what you're prepared for. The world of the waking is far away and unnecessary to our endeavor here. You will manage to incorporate these tools, to incorporate these suggestions, into your thought processes so completely and so deeply that this voyage to the clearing with its safe house, its mountain behind, its river through, this will be the default when you dream. Once the sleep is deep enough, you travel here, to a place on the boundary, and you resonate with all around you, because all this place is made of is you, a thing awash in your needs and likes, so you can find any given place within it merely by wishing. You know that all your potential, all your fantasies, all your wants and needs exist here somewhere, to be touched and explored, visited and inspected. You have the capacity to find all of this within yourself. You walk a little further. You see how under the limbs of the trees far ahead, there's another clearing. Pause here, with my voice, and relax. Soon you will drift off. Truly drift off, if you have not already. And these words will be a familiar, soothing, comforting accompaniment to the commencement of your lucid session of dream. All of this is familiar, easy, the same skills used to enjoy this file, to enjoy these words, are used to enjoy a lucid journey through your waiting mind as it experiences everything you want it to, as it experiences what you need it to. You know that this is what you were prepared for. All your wants and needs exist here, and that's where you're going to go. You can walk the path along the river. You can experience all these things in the middle stages of sleep. When you become aware of yourself on the other side of sleep, standing in this clearing, then you can walk to the end of any path, explore the various winding paths that you, and only you, can fully take in. Only you, your subconscious mind, and your lucid directions working together can decide what is at the end of any given path. This power of self-direction is useful because it takes your otherwise random thoughts and images, gives them structure, gives them purpose, allowing you to choose and to achieve. You have space to improve your visualizations associated with various files as well. This is where you are mentally now, as you descend toward a deep, peaceful place. The path opens in front of you. You can go back to the clearing, to your safe place, and rest. Or go forward and find whatever you decide to find at the end of this path. Up the mountain. Into the woods. Options are yours. You needn't walk. You can simply be somewhere else at the end of this path. The journey lasts exactly as long as you are interested in having a journey to walk. Lucidly guiding yourself through the fantasies and dreams that will improve your mind holistically, in union with your subconscious. It is open to you now to be peaceful, calm, to proceed and choose. Your mind is primed. The tools to alter your internal world are loaded into short-term storage. But once you go to sleep and you begin clearing off the busy thoughts of the day, those words, those thoughts, will transition from short-term to long-term, from the storage shed to the vault. And you are able to direct yourself using them. You will be placed inside the vault of your own mind, able to alter and able to leave at the end. Everything is yours, after all. What you need, what you see, and what you dream. And the openness of those dreams will only assist you, make you happier and more ready, certainly more prepared to hear words like these, which take you to a deep enough place to listen and perceive, to alter and load new thoughts into your brain. and you are ready at this time to drift away, to proceed from the clearing, and to walk on the boundary of dreams.